Welcome to Mellow. I'm Paul, your guide for tonight's sleep story. Find a comfortable place to settle in, and softly let your body begin to relax. Take a slow, deep breath in, and let it out gently. Another deep breath, filling your lungs, and release it. Tonight, we visit Santa's house on Christmas morning, when the sleigh has returned. The workshop is quiet, and one small Christmas mouse begins the gentlest part of the day. And now, let's get cozy. In the gentle hush of the morning, Pip wakes softly. Small, soft, and warm as a mitten, he stirs lazily in a tiny nook behind the kitchen pantry. Wrapped in a little scrap of hunter green flannel, with a thread-thin ribbon tucked beside him like a blanket. The whole house smells like Christmas. Pine needles, cinnamon, sugar cookies cooling on a board. Pip stretches slowly, whiskers a flutter, and listens to the quiet. He tiptoes across the smooth floor, his paws making no sound at all. In the living room, the tree still glows softly, lights twinkling like tiny stars that stayed up all night. Stockings hang along the mantle, full and peaceful, and the fireplace holds a sleepy ember for Christmas morning. The house is still, not empty, just quiet and resting. Somewhere far away, deeper in the walls, there is the faintest hum of warmth moving through the house. A gentle whisper of air, soft, steady, calm. Pip blinks slowly. Once. And then again. The house is a peaceful haven. The sleigh is tucked away. The workshop has gone still. and the North Pole feels like it is exhaling. Slowly, peacefully, at last. Pip turns his head toward a tiny doorway hidden behind a hanging pantry cloth. It is his own little entrance, leading into his little home inside of the wall. He pads through, gently, and the world becomes smaller, softer, quieter. A little hallway of smooth wood. A tiny, round room, and a single golden lantern glowing with a sleepy, gentle light. Inside Pip's mouse home, everything has its place. A folded scrap of blue flannel. A cup no bigger than half a thimble. A little shelf with a pine sprig resting nearby. Pip moves slowly, as if the morning is made of magic. He steps to a small hook on the wall, where his miniature stocking hangs. Soft wool, neatly stitched, waiting. He doesn't rush to open it for gifts. He simply looks at it for a moment, letting the feeling of Christmas morning settle in. Not hustle and bustle, just warmth and calm and comfort today. He reaches up and brushes the stocking lightly. Just a gentle tap of his paw, as if saying hello. Then Pip turns toward his small tin. The one he keeps just for him. Patient and quiet. He sits beside it and breathes slowly. In and out. He lifts the lid with the softest little click, and the sweet scent of oats and honey fills the air. He takes one tiny nibble, just one, quiet, soft, simple. Then he closes the tin again, mindfully, as if he is saving the rest for later in the day. Because Pip has a Christmas morning ritual. A slow one. A quiet one. One that does not ask anything from the world. He smooths the edge of his blue flannel blanket with a gentle tug. Near his lantern, Pip notices a strand of ribbon curled in a delicate loop. It must have drifted into his nook earlier. Light as air. Pip doesn't carry it far. He simply ties it onto his miniature stocking, making a tiny bow that rests softly against the wool. When he's finished, he sits back, still, content, and he lets the quiet settle around him. From somewhere in the distance, far through the walls of Santa's house, comes the faintest crackle of a fire. Not loud, just comforting. A warm sound that says all is well. Pip's eyes grow heavy as he watches the golden lantern glow. It doesn't flicker quickly. It glows, slowly, steadily, like it has all the time in the world. Outside, beyond Pip's little wall, snow continues to fall. It lands softly on the North Pole, covering rooftops and pine branches with a soft winter white. The world feels quieter with every flake. Inside the mouse's home, the air stays warm, and the golden lantern keeps its gentle glow. Pip breathes in and out and stays perfectly still for a long moment. And as Pip settles in, you can settle in too. Let your shoulders soften. Let your jaw relax. Let your breathing stay slow and easy. In and out. This feels like the kind of morning Pip loves most. Warm lights still glowing. Snow falling softly outside. And for now, there is only quiet. Pip curls beneath his flannel, held by warmth and stillness. The golden lantern glows. The snow falls. Santa's house rests. Pip stays tucked away, cozy, small, and calm in his quiet little room. The warmth lingers in the walls steadily, and you can rest here too, in the quiet hush of Christmas morning, as everything stays peaceful and still. Sleep well.